Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We've been talking a little bit about unexpected and unwitting historical moments that happen really by surprise. But 40 years ago today, in a very deliberate act that set this nation on a course of history that we've been living ever since, gender discrimination in the nation's schools and colleges became illegal. Title IX, as it has come to be called, became the law of the land. Landmark is more like it. Few laws have had as transformative effect as Title IX, particularly on girls and women participation in high school and college sports. Before Title IX, only 1 in 27 girls played high school sports, and women's college sports received only 2% of athletic budgets. Today, women make up more than 40% of the overall student-athlete population at both the high school and college levels, and that number continues to grow. It's opened up opportunities for women to compete at the highest level, including the Olympics. And joining us now is an Olympian, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, three-time Olympic gold medal winner, voted the Sports Illustrated greatest female athlete of the 20th century. What an honor it is to have you right here in the studio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Also with us is Ali Binney, a volleyball player and a rising junior, rising star at Wellesley College. Ali, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So this is an interesting frame. I mean, you've lived your entire life with the Title IX in the picture, right, Ali?
Right.
And for some of us, Jackie, you and me together,
yes.
This is a bend in the road that we saw take place in our lives. Describe the significance, in your view, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, of Title IX and its impact on women's sports in the United States.
You know, the significance of Title IX for me has played a major role in my life, because it allowed me to have a platform to speak about the importance of Title IX. Because even with Coca-Cola and the NC2A, bringing a panel together tonight allow us to continue to talk about how Title IX has impacted not only my life, but a lot of women as well as male athletes' lives. And so I am the beneficiary of it. When I was 10, I didn't really understand the impact it was going to have. But as I continue to want to pursue my career in athletics, I realized how important it was that not only I am affiliated with Title IX, but also it was important for people to be enforcing the law of Title IX to allow girls to have a place to participate and do sports and be appreciated for their talents.
In many ways, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, before Title IX, the entire educational system in the United States was a farm team for male athletes. But women standout athletes really had to find their own path. After Title IX, it became mainstream.
Yes, after 1972, prior to that, there were women that were already participating in sports, like tonight, the panel with Billie Jean King, everything that she had gone through, and then women way before her, one of my idols, Babe Zaharias, and it's just women who really didn't have a place. I mean, they could play sports, but they weren't really appreciated for their talents.
And they had to be unbelievably talented and obviously recognized so that people stopped what they were doing and gave them the support.
Exactly. And today you see a big difference where a lot of the generations that have come after me that people are really appreciating and giving young girls a place to play and appreciating, you know, their talents.
Now, Ali Binney, I'm not here to say that you aren't massively talented at volleyball and an obvious Olympian in the way that women had to struggle and show themselves before Title IX. But you certainly have some extraordinary heroes since Title IX to look up to. Describe the mentorship that Title IX has represented for you.
I think it's, you know, amazing. I mean, even to be sitting here next to such a legend. You know, I think before Title IX, I obviously really can't speak to that, but there weren't a lot of female athletes out there, obviously. And, you know, talking to my mom before I came on the show, actually, she was never taught to be an athlete. She was always taught to be even a housewife, even in her day, not to date her. And now I think it's great that girls can look up to women and see more than, you know, a housewife or a mother. You know,
one of the things you have lived on campus at Wellesley and in dealing with sort of other competitors is the formula that Title IX created, which meant that if you're going to have this investment in male sports, you have to have an equivalent investment in female sports. The reconciling of that formula has meant that certain participation by men in sports has had to decline. How controversial has that been in your discussions about what took place after Title IX?
I think it's hard for some people to understand the gap between women's sports and men's sports. I think it's really different, especially if you look at a sport like lacrosse, where, you know, women can't check like men. It's not as violent as male sports. My brother was a swimmer, and, you know, he was affected greatly by Title IX. And
Because what happened? Because his program was cut back?
Yeah, he went to UCLA. His program was cut back. He ended up transferring to UVA and then went back to UCLA after his swimming career. But for someone like me, I mean, especially at Wellesley, which is an all-women's college, people are always, you know, talking about how women can do everything. And we don't really see a lot of that backlash, I think. But I think that there's still sort of a stigma against women's sports because, you know, you're not allowed to do certain things in it. And I think that in the coming years, we'll definitely hope to see a change in that.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee, have you experienced a Title IX backlash in both your competitive career and post?
You know, I haven't experienced it, but I am aware of some of the backlash, and I think it's important that we truly understand the balance and what's the ratio, and then making up those numbers, because I still feel that I don't want to see any male sports being cut because of advancing female sports, but I think that there is a balance there, and I think that from the women's side that we continue must fight, because I think we are always a step behind, and so in making sure that those schools that are receiving federal funds that they continue to really enforce the law and keep a balance.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee, how important is participation? Because you want athletes to succeed and win gold medals, but the participation is as much an important piece of Title IX as just the three-time gold medal winners like yourself.
Yes, I am one that is a strong advocate of grassroots programs, and I feel that we really have to support grassroots programs from athletes as well as coaches, because a lot of times you might not see a lot of female coaches on the grassroots level, but it's important for people to understand that your state, national, and Olympic champions come from grassroots programs, and it's the same way I feel that the coaches ranks too, because you got to be willing to work with the developmental, and then also in teaching not just how to become a great athlete, but what is Title IX? Because there's a generation today that's benefiting from Title IX, but they really, really don't understand the significance of it.
And any medal events in track and field that excite you for this year's Olympics?
Jackie Joyner-Kersee? Yeah. Yes, I'm actually heading to the trials this weekend for the track and field trials, and I'll be working with a few athletes and hoping and praying to put them on the team and bring back some gold, silver, and bronze.
All right, look at that smile. Allie Benny, a volleyball player at and junior at Wellesley College. What's your competitive future here?
I would hope to continue, obviously, playing college. And post-graduation, I want to stay in the sports world, hopefully do some broadcast journalism, and hopefully play and coach. I'd love to be a coach.
What do you make of volleyball's prominence at the Olympics? On the one hand, beach volleyball is all over the place. On the other hand, it's a made-for-TV sport, it seems.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting when you ask female athletes, especially volleyball players, what they think about volleyball, and when you ask male,
right,
males, what they think of the sport. You know, I think that that just goes back to sort of the difference between females and male sports and how they see each other. But I think it's a great sport. It's really fun to watch, especially beach. You know, there's only two people out there, and the added resistance of the sand, it's really competitive.
And you've played.
I started out on the sand, actually.
Really?
Great.
Well, you know, and of course, because of Title IX, the discussion and the debate and the question of what kind of sports and who likes what goes on.
Yes, and I think the great thing about Title IX is empowering women. And that's tonight. It'd be around a lot of great women, and it's great to have, you know, Coca-Cola and NC2A's coming together to really present strong women doing great things and continue to really advance Title IX.
40 years of Title IX. We celebrated here on The Takeaway with Ali Binney, volleyball player and rising junior at Wellesley College. Thanks so much, Ali.
Thank you so much.
And the legendary Jackie Joyner-Kersee, three-time Olympic gold medal winner, voted Sports Illustrated's greatest female athlete of the 20th century. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.